The truth is that I can't really imagine not writing. From the age of five, it's all that, professionally at least, I've wanted to do. It's the way I make sense of the world and locate myself in it, a kind of navigation beacon that keeps me on course. When something, writer's block, loss of confidence, a bad review, temporarily stops me, I'm conscious that, or so it seems to me, I'm failing to keep my side of the bargain that life has struck with me. So, to use an old-fashioned and rather risky term, I suppose I feel it's my calling to process my experience of being alive into words. Why I gravitated towards the novel in particular is harder to say. Perhaps it's because, like a lot of lonely children, including many who go on to become writers, I took refuge from the frustrations and terrors of real life in the far more satisfactory and dependable world of fiction. As soon as I could read, my greatest pleasure was to escape into a parallel universe of someone else's invention, especially if it evoked not merely another place, but another age. The past, as conjured up by writers such as Rosemary Sutcliffe, a juvenile passion that now seems completely alien to me, and E. Nesbitt, whose books, by contrast, I still adore, lingered around me, a numinous presence just beyond the clunky stage set of my day-to-day life. That sense of belonging simultaneously to a here and now and to a different time was incarnated for me by another children's novel of the period, Tom's Midnight Garden. There are three points of view from which a writer can be considered, wrote Nabokov, as a storyteller, as a teacher, and as an enchanter. A major writer combines these three, storyteller, teacher, enchanter, but it is the enchanter that predominates and makes him or her a major writer. Trying and failing, always of course failing, to live up to this vocation is maddening, chastening, humbling and despair-inducing, but it's also the most exhilarating thing in the world. I love the freedom of being a writer, the ability to follow my own timetable and to abandon myself to my own imagination. I hate the financial uncertainty and above all the torture of exposing my work to public judgment. But these likes and dislikes are in reality almost incidental. Writing is what I'm here to do, and I simply have to do it.